want the money. I want the title. And I can get it because I'm already doing the work. You've thought it. Now it's time to actually believe it. You're listening to Her Next Career Move, the safe space where you'll learn how to stop your mind from career blocking you so you can claim the wealth and work you deserve. I'm Dr. Jasmine Escalera, a career-minded Latina turned Forbes featured coach, and I'm ready to have some candid conversations about how you can build the confidence to step into the career you know you deserve. All right, now let's get going. What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Her Next Career Move. I am beyond excited because I am recording this on a Sunday, and it is a Sunday after a few days of some torrential downpour here in Miami. I don't know if y'all were hearing about Alta, the big music festival that happens down here, but that was this week, and I felt so bad for all the people who traveled this far because the rain was crazy. It got so flooded on the first floor of my building, which doesn't have any apartments there, but on the first floor of my building, that the night of the most impactful rain, I swear to you, the rain was up to my chest and I couldn't walk Cody that night. And I felt so bad, but he was going to have to swim out to the street. Like, y'all, he was going to have to swim, this poor dog. So grateful that by the next morning, everything had subsided and the water went down, because I was so concerned that I was literally going to have to strap this dog to my body and swim out. Swim out to the street. So all that stuff that you see on that Instagram account, Only in Dade, yeah, that actually happens here. The flooding is out of control. But today it is gorgeous. It is beautiful. And after I record this episode, I am going to take myself to the beach, relax, and just take in some sun. Oh my God, I am so excited. But before I take in all that sunshine, I had to sit here because I've been thinking a lot about this question. And I get asked this question a lot of, does a dream career or does a dream job actually exist? And my response to this is, yes, it really can exist. You know, when we think about the things that we dream about, right? When we dream about things and those dreams feel good and they're the things that we truly want, it is because we should have those desires to have something better. We should have those desires to get what we want in this lifetime. And so when you think about this dream job or dream career, it's truly about, what is it that you want? Now, I like to play with this concept and idea a lot with my clients of define terms and words on your own terms, right? So whenever my clients come to me and they say, I want to be confident or I want to work on my confidence, the first thing I ask them is describe what confidence means to you, because we can all have different perceptions about a particular thing we are striving or seeking, like success. I want to be successful in my career. Well, what does success mean to you? And so when I think about this term, dream job or dream career, just like I would think of dream life, the first thing that I would say is, well, what does a dream job or dream career mean to you? And this is the thing that I really am such a big proponent of, not just in life, but especially in our careers. I think that a lot of times in our careers, we think like in a very linear way. And we think that the path is kind of like mapped out for us. Like, all right, I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to do that. And so we don't self-reflect as much as I believe we should. And that's something that I want for everyone to be doing on a consistent and constant basis in their life, but also in their career, is reflecting more and thinking more about, where am I in this life? And where do I want to go? And how do I really need to create the different aspects of my life or curate the different aspects of my life to be in alignment with that? So if you listen to the past episode about career seasons, that was a big example there. That was a big sort of undertone, was understand where you are in your life and understand where you are in your career and utilize that as a way to really think about what you want next and to achieve that. For me personally, one of the things that I'm really thinking about is I would love to find my life partner. I'm blessed to have been in multiple relationships and even to have been married. But I don't think I was ever fully in love because I wasn't really fully in love with myself. And so now being the individual who has worked on herself, who has worked so deeply on knowing who she is and loving herself completely, one of the biggest things I want is to experience a relationship and true love in this capacity as I am today. And so when we get to self-reflect, we really get to set the intention of what we're looking for, think about our core values in this moment, and think about what we want and how we can create that by being the individual today who is capable of achieving it. And so when I think about this term dream job, dream career, really what I'm thinking is, what does a dream job or dream career mean to you? What's important for you in this moment of life in order to really be able to create that definition for yourself? And then how do you become the person who creates that? And so when I think about a dream job truly just means a job in which you are fulfilled, a job in which you can go each day and feel as though you're accomplishing something, you're growing, you're developing. Many times when women come to me and they want to leave their current jobs, it isn't because they don't necessarily like the work, but they're looking for other aspects. They're looking to be able to grow. They're looking to be able to tap into new skill sets. Because when we're doing the same thing over and over and over, that fulfillment capacity isn't being directly connected to. We're not as fulfilled because our ability to grow, to learn, to develop isn't being tapped into. So when I think about a dream job, it's really about reflecting on, what are you great at? What are you interested in doing more of? How do you want to grow? And what are you passionate about? And those are really the four things that define what a dream job is. A dream job is the ability for you to work within your strengths, because when you work within your strengths, you work within your power. What are you great at doing? What have other people said you're great at doing? But going beyond that, not just what are you great at doing, but what are you great at doing that you want to consistently be doing each and every day? Because we can be great at something and not actually enjoy it. So you have to know what you're great at, and they have to be aligned to what you enjoy. And if you have that one thing, you're moving towards that dream job or that more fulfilling job for you. And the second thing that creates that dream or more fulfilling job is your interest. What are you interested in doing more of? So how do you want to really be able to tap into the next step for you? So a lot of times women will come to me and they say, okay, I'm tapped out. I've done everything. I've learned everything here. I'm interested in becoming a leader. I'm interested in tapping into a different skill set. And so understanding your interests is core to that dream or fulfilling role. And then the third thing is, what do you want to, or how do you want to grow? How do you want to grow within the scope of your career? Where do you see yourself being in the next few years in your career? If you want to be a leader, what kind of leader do you want to be? Do you want to claim the seats? Do you want to go in there and be in the C-suite? Knowing where you want to go or how you want to grow is pivotal for that fulfillment factor. And then also, what are you passionate about? Are you a woman of color job seeker who needs help navigating the crazy job market as it is today? Want to stand out and get the position you truly want and make the money you deserve? Then join the Empowered Hire. We are a crew of women of color job seekers led by me, your job search expert. The goal is to get you from knowing what jobs you should apply for to networking with ease, interviewing with confidence, and negotiating for what you truly deserve. This is the program for you, and you are in this community and this program until you land your job. Click the link in the show notes to schedule a consult call with me to learn more about how the Empowered Hire can help you get the job you want at the company that will value you making bank. I work with so many women who are so passionate about service and service-oriented work and social impact. And when they get into those kinds of positions, they give their all. being passionate about the work that you do automatically makes you fulfilled and makes you feel like you're in that dream role, because every day you go in, you're creating an impact and you know what that impact is. It's connected deeply to your own internal mission, to your soul, to your passions, to what you want. And so a dream job really is just fulfilling work. But you cannot have a dream job or fulfilling work until you reflect on, what am I great at? What am I interested in doing? How do I want to grow? And what am I passionate about? And how can I create the position or the job or step into this position or job that really connects to and aligns with that? And dream careers are interesting, because when you think about a dream career, you're really thinking about the next 40 years, depending on where you are in your career. But geez, I can't believe we work for that long. But you're really thinking about the overall trajectory of your career. And a dream career to me is going to be defined so differently, much like a dream job. It's going to be defined so differently as you go through your career. You know, a dream career is also about fulfillment, just as a dream job is. But I think when you think about the scope of your overall career, what you're really talking about here is value alignment and ensuring that when you think about where you are in your career, your values in your career align with the values of your life. And this is really important to kind of think about here. Like, what is important for you to have in your life? And how can your career be the vehicle for that? What is important for you to accomplish within your life? And how can your career walk alongside that? And understanding your values like growth, money, work-life balance, being able to work in an environment that really is inclusive and diverse. These are the things that you're really thinking about when you think about the long term of your career. It isn't necessarily about the work, but it really is about the values and how those values fulfill the person that you are. And I also think about, you know, this dream career concept as being so connected to your life and so connected to what's going on in your life in general. So I talked a bit about this in the last episode about seasons and the seasons of your career, and about how in one particular season, winter, you are so focused on what's going on outside of your life that you're really trying to create this sort of balance system within your career. And so your life and career do move together. And having that dream career is really about reflecting on where am I within my life and how can these things coincide together. But there's also another aspect to your dream career, which is aligned to your values, which is aligned to who you are, which is aligned to the life that you want to live. This part of your dream career that we don't really talk about as much is the environmental component and the environmental factor. And thankfully, we're talking about that more. So when I was in my career, and especially when I was in academia, we were taught to tolerate a lot. There was no such thing or term as a toxic workplace. That didn't exist. We weren't talking about toxicity. We weren't talking about the effect of corporate America on your mental, spiritual, and emotional health. And thankfully, we are talking about that now. And I believe that these conversations and the more that we stand up for ourselves and for our emotional, spiritual, and mental health, the more that the systems will begin to change. Hopefully, I hope that that's the case. But now that we are having more of these conversations, it's very clear that in order to have a dream career, you don't just align your career to your life. You don't just align your career to your values. And those values can change throughout your life. But you also align your career to the right kinds of environments that are going to supply to you value alignment. So if I value money, then I need to work in an environment that complements that value and that does the things they need to do to pay me what I think is appropriate for the work that I put in, right? So we always have to think about, am I in the right environment? Am I in the right space to be able to complement the person that I want to be within my career? And again, that will change as you go through your career. Your values will change as you move through this space and you learn more about who you are, what you want, and the impact you want to have in this space within your life. So dream careers, dream jobs are all about really starting with, how do I define this for myself? How do I define a dream job? How do I define a job that feels fulfilling to me based off of what I'm good at, what I'm interested in, where I want to grow, and what I'm passionate about? How do I reflect on this and then ask myself, am I in this position? And if not, what needs to change? And a dream career is the same. It's about reflecting, but reflecting more on your life and on your values and knowing that your life will obviously change as you go through different stages and your values will change as well. So you're always reflecting back, am I in the career that I want to be in that is aligned with the person that I am? And to go with that, in order for my career to be the way I want it to be and to have the success that I want to have, is the environment allowing me to create and generate that level of success? Dream jobs and dream careers do exist, 110%, but it is always about reflecting first on how you define it, who you are, what you want, and the person you have to be able to claim that. It's about understanding where you are in your life and how this part of your life, your career, can complement where you are and where you're going. We have to reflect deeply, consistently, and constantly on where we want to go and be real with ourselves as to whether we are there or how off track we are so we can course correct. You can have a dream job and you can have a dream career. That is 100% within your control. It is just a matter of, are you ready to define it? And then, are you ready to claim it? All right, y'all. So now I am off to claim my time in the sun, on the beach. Yes, yes, yes. I am so excited. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Until the next one, you can catch me on South Beach, y'all. Seriously, I am going to be in the bright pink bikini. All right, y'all. Until next time.
That's all for today's show. Now that you know what you know, it's your move. So girl, get out there and make it. And if you have suggestions for topics you'd like me to talk about in the next episode, perhaps something that might help you get unstuck, then let me know by sending a DM on our Instagram page, at Her Next Career Move. Don't forget to leave us a rating and subscribe to the show to support our movement to flood the work world with dope women of color ready to take it over.